Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, August the 1st, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to bulldogkia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Pelosi confirms a trip to Asia, but doesn't mention Taiwan. Beijing wants to buy a deepwater port, World War II airstrip in the Solomon Islands. Biden still has COVID. And someone just over a $1 billion richer due to the lottery. But we may never know who that is. Pelosi confirms a trip to Asia, but doesn't mention Taiwan. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi confirmed on Sunday that she'll be visiting Asia but did not mention whether she'll make a stop in Taiwan. Today, our congressional delegation travels to the Indo-Pacific to reaffirm America's strong and unshakable commitment to our allies and friends in the region, the California Democrats said in a statement. In Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan, our delegation will hold high-level meetings to discuss how we can further advance our shared interests and values, including peace and security, economic growth and trade, the COVID-19 pandemic, the climate crisis, human rights, and democratic governance. Her press release left open the possibility that she still might visit Taiwan, something that has been the subject of much political debate in recent days in both the U.S. and Asia. If Nancy Pelosi, as the Speaker of the House of Representatives, visits Taiwan, it will be a major indicator of the Biden administration's Taiwan policy going forward, especially because Nancy Pelosi has made it clear she wants to work with Biden as a team on all foreign policy relating to Taiwan. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
A Chinese state-owned firm is investigating the purchase of a deepwater port and World War II-era airstrip and marine base in the Solomon Islands, according to new documents obtained by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. The China Forestry Group Corporation, under direct control of Beijing, is scoping out acquisition targets, including a forestry plantation on the circle-shaped island of Kalambangara. That's the site of extensive fighting between the Allies and Imperial Japan during World War II. The plantation covers two-thirds of the island and includes 14,000 hectares of hardwood forest, 24,000 of protected forest, a deepwater port, an old marine base, airstrip, and large tracts of flat land. Biden still has COVID. He reportedly, unsurprisingly, tested positive again for COVID-19 on Sunday, but reportedly continues to feel well after his doctor released a letter issued on Sunday. The double-vax, double-boosted Biden will continue his strict isolation measures as previously described, White House doctor Kevin O'Connor wrote. He will continue to conduct business of the American people from the executive residence. Our quote of the day, we always find that those who walked closest to Christ were those who had to bear the greatest trials. St. Teresa of Avila. And coming up, our saint of the day, a great moral theologian as well as the founder of the Redemptorists. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
OMG. I'm calling the coffee police because this sure ain't Abbey Roast Coffee.
Fine. I know. I keep forgetting to order coffee from the Founders Trading Post.
All right, boys. Is everything okay here, son?
No, sir. Rick tried to pass this stale bean water off as Abbey Roast Coffee.
What? Is this true, son?
Seriously? All I did was forget to go to shop.mikechurch.com and order a few bags of Abbey Roast Coffee. There's no reason why the coffee police should be here.
That, I'll be the judge of that. I'm the Arabica bean law around here.
Wait. If you want to arrest someone for not buying one of the amazing blends of carefully roasted coffee by the Benedictine monks of Our Lady of Guadalupe Monastery, arrest him!
Hey. I know my Arab bean rights here, and I have the right to remain silent.
Fine. I'll go to shop.mikechurch.com and order my bags of Abbey Rose coffee today. Are you happy, Tommy?
Better make it quick. Arab bean cop looks thirsty.
Our saint of the day is Saint Alphonsus Liguori. In his day, Alphonsus fought for the liberation of moral theology from the rigidity of Jansenism. His moral theology, which went through 60 editions in the century following him, concentrated on the practical and concrete problems of pastors and confessors. If a certain legalism and minimalism crept into moral theology, it should not be attributed to this model of moderation and gentleness. At the University of Naples, Alphonsus received a doctorate in both canon and civil law by acclamation by the age of 16, but he soon gave up the practice of law for apostolic activity. He was ordained a priest and concentrated his pastoral efforts on popular parish missions, hearing confessions, and forming Christian groups. He founded the Redemptoris Congregation in 1732. It was an association of priests and brothers living in a common life, dedicated to the imitation of Christ and working mainly in popular missions for peasants in rural areas. Alphonsus's great pastoral reforms were at the pulpit and confessional, replacing the pompous oratory of the time with simplicity and the rigorism of Jansenism with kindness. His great fame as a writer has somewhat eclipsed the fact that for 26 years he traveled up and down the kingdom of Naples preaching popular missions. He was made a bishop at the age of 66 after trying to reject the honor and at once instituted a thorough reform of his diocese. Alphonsus is perhaps best known for his moral theology, but he also wrote well in the field of spiritual and dogmatic theology. His Glories of Mary is one of the great works on that subject, and his book, Visits to the Blessed Sacrament, went through 40 editions in his lifetime, greatly influencing the practice of this devotion in the church. His feast day is today. There's a chance the identity of the winner of a $1.337 billion Mega Millions jackpot may never be known, thanks to an Illinois law allowing people who score more than $250,000 to keep their names secret. The winning ticket to the mind-boggling fortune was sold at the Speedy Cafe Speedway gas station in Des Plaines. Lottery officials have said no one has even come forward yet to claim the massive prize, with lotto officials saying it's not even clear whether the winner was an individual or a pool. Other states offer some form of lotto anonymity, including New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, Texas, and Wyoming, according to a list compiled by Fox News. But in New York, winners should expect to be required to attend a public announcement or press event, according to the state's lottery website. That figures. And now, a cultural affairs brief with Christopher.
A new Star Wars prequel novel seems to heavily imply that Obi-Wan Kenobi is bisexual. While journeying on his own, Kenobi comes across a gang of Force-using teenagers and seems to consider becoming involved with one of the males, musing to himself that a relationship like this had, quote, always been so forbidden. Even thinking about it was like holding his hand right next to a lightsaber blade. The teenage male character later flirts with Obi-Wan, telling him if he's ever curious about kissing to come and find him, to which Obi-Wan blushes and says, I will. This is yet another example of Disney indoctrinating children into the disordered idea that it's okay if people of the same sex are what pushes the button that ignites your lightsaber. I'm Christopher Lawrence, and this has been a cultural news brief.
Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.